Okay. Okay, fine. So, today we're, Emetz Hashem, heading towards the finish line, the Esther Shechita. Yesterday, we set down the basic parameters of the Esther Shechita. We're focusing on the Esther of squeezing out fruits for their juice. We saw that squeezing out fruits for the juice is potentially a told of dash. We saw that Seisim Vanovim, the Esther the rice applies to squeezing out olives and grapes. When it comes to kvashim and shlakos, these pickled and boiled vegetables, is a machlokes amaraim, whether that's deraisa or not. When it comes to tutim verimonim, berries, pomegranates, things that are squeezed on a once-in-a-while basis, are aser midirabanan. And everything else is mutter. The figen, frishen, and uzradin, the plums, quinces, sorb apples, everything else is mutter. Those are the basic rules for the iser shechita. And this is all going to be brought down halacha lemaisa. Fine. Today, we're now going to start going through the different qualifications to the Esther Shechita, and we're going to see today and tomorrow that this is where all the halacha maisa is going to come out of assessing these different qualifications. So today we're going to go through two qualifications, and then tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to round out with two more final qualifications. Okay, so let's start with qualification number one. The first qualification is back to this Gemara on Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph with the Kfashim and the Shlakos. At the end of the day, everyone agrees that it's just about always aser if you want to squeeze out the pickles or the boiled vegetables on Shabbos. The Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's aser deraisa. And Rav and Shmuel are basically saying it's always aser derabanan, except for one case in Rav. But basically, it's always aser deraisa or derabanan. However, says the Gemara, when does this prohibition apply? When is it aser to squeeze out the kfashim and the shlakos? When you want the juice. When you do it l'me mehen to get the juice, that's where the Isra deraisa or the Isra derabanan applies. But if instead of wanting the juice, what if you do it legufan? What if you do it to enhance the fruit? I want to eat a pickle, but it's too juicy, so I'm going to squeeze out the excess juice for the sake of the pickle. I don't want the juice. I'm trying to get rid of the juice. I'm doing it to enhance the fruit itself, legufan. That is permissible. Even Rav Yochanan, who says that it's Isra deraisa to squeeze it to get the juice, says it's perfectly mutter if you're squeezing it legufan to enhance the fruit itself. So this is qualification number one. We're seeing that apparently shechita only applies when you want the juice. It doesn't apply if you're doing it to enhance the fruit and just to get rid of some excess juice. Just to reiterate, just in terms of Pesach Halach, we'll try hopefully at the end of tomorrow's shir, we'll go through the Halach Lamaisa. So don't pass any of that based on what we're doing, but we're setting down the principles to set up the Halach Lamaisa. Okay. Now, the big question of the sugi becomes, what is the logic behind this qualification? Why is it mutter to squeeze out the juice if you don't want the juice? Lamaisa, I'm doing an act of shechita. Why is this permissible? So that's the big kasha that has to be addressed. So we're going to have two basic shitos in the Rishonim. There's the shita Tosfos in Shabbos, and there's the shita of the Ri brought by Tosfos in Ksubis. Two different shitas had to understand this heter. And ultimately, we're going to see there are major ramifications of the halacha that come out of this machlokes. Fine. So starting with Tosfos in Shabbos on Ein Gimel Amud Beis. So we had this Tosfos before when we were learning Malachas Kotzer. Tosfos here is bringing up this idea, he's making this observation that once in a while we have a phenomenon by the malachos that in order to violate a malacha, sometimes aside from doing a certain activity, you also have to have a certain kavana. It's sometimes critical to have a certain kavana in order to violate a malacha. Like we saw, for example, with Malachas Kotzer. To violate Kotzer, according to some Rishonim, cutting what's growing is not sufficient. To cut something from the source of growth is not sufficient. You also have to want what you're cutting. You also have to plan on using what you're cutting. So we see kavana sometimes goes into defining a malacha. In the same vein, says Tosfos there, that that's the explanation behind this heter of kvashim mishlakos. That what we're seeing from this halacha is that there's a qualification to the malacha of dash, the isra of shechita. Shechita is only a problem when you're sochet for the sake of obtaining. If you're squeezing for the sake of obtaining, that is the definition of the Isra Shechita. But if you're squeezing to discard, you're squeezing for some other purpose, you're not planning on obtaining, that's not going to be a problem of the Isra of Shechita. So this is Shechita number one, the Shechita of Tosfos, that this is built into the definition of Dash, the definition of Shechita, that Shechita has to be where you're squeezing to obtain. If you're not squeezing to obtain, that's not defined as the Malacha. The Malacha is when you squeeze to obtain. If you squeeze to discard, it's not defined as a malacha. That is shita number one. Fine. Shita number two is the shita of the Ri brought by Tosfos in Ksubis. The Tosfos in Ksubos there brings the Ri, who's going to have a different spin on how to understand this heter to squeeze out the kfashim and shlakos legufan. The Ri says like this. The Ri says something along the lines of the Ran that we had yesterday. As we discussed yesterday, we saw that the essence of the Isra of Dash is where you remove one substance from being connected to another substance. That's the Yisod of Melechus Dash. When two different substances are attached and you break that connection, that's the basic Yisod of Dash. And so we saw yesterday that in order for the Isra Shechita to apply, when you squeeze out a fruit for its juice, it's only going to be a problem if the juice is considered to be a liquid. If the juice is called a mashke, so then you're separating a liquid from a solid, that's called Shechita. That's called an act of Dash. But if you can have a case where the juice is not called a liquid, it's just called part of the fruit itself. We view it like you're mushing up the fruit, like you're cutting the fruit in half. In that case, it's not going to be an issue of shechita. Dash has to be where the two separate substances that are being removed, a liquid from a solid. But if you just cut an apple, you cut a solid in half into two parts, that's not melechus dash. Says the Ri, that's the explanation behind this first qualification. What Rabbi Yochanan and what this Gemara is teaching us is that when you squeeze out a fruit for its juice, the juice is only called a liquid if you want the liquid. If you want the juice, so then we call it a liquid. You're ascribing significance to this juice. Then we give it independent standing. We treat it as a liquid. So if you want the juice, you're removing a liquid from a solid. You violate Melechus Dash. But if you don't want the liquid, if you don't want the juice, I'm squeezing out this juice just to get rid of it, to discard it. I want to enhance the fruit. Since you're not ascribing significance to the juice, you don't want this juice, it's not going to have the status of a liquid. We view it like you're just mushing up this cucumber, like you're discarding some excess piece of cucumber, like you're cutting it in half. That's not going to violate Melechus Dash. So that is the shita now of the Ri, that the heter to squeeze the kfashim and shlakos legufan is because of the fact that we always need the juice to be called a liquid. If the juice is not called a liquid, if we view it as just mushed up fruit that's being exuded, that's being shaken off, that's not a violation of Melechus Dash. So these are the two basic shitas now we have in qualification number one. We have our first heter for shechita is legufan, that if you squeeze it, not to use the juice, but to get rid of the juice, it is permissible. Two basic shitas, what's the explanation why this is mutter? Shita number one, Tosfos in Shabbos, that this is part of the definition of Dash. Dash is defined where you're being sochet to obtain. You're squeezing out the juice to obtain. When you're squeezing out to discard, that's not the definition of the malacha. That is shita number one. Shita number two is the shita of the Ri in Ksubis, that dash has to be that where you're removing a liquid from a solid, but the juice is only called the liquid if you want the juice. If you don't want the juice, if you're trying to get rid of it, so you're not really ascribing significance to it, then we just view it as mushed up fruit that's just being discarded. It's not called removing a liquid from a solid. Okay. Fine. Now there are two pretty major nafkaminas in this machlokes. So let's go through the two nafkaminas. We'll show how it plays in halacha lemaisa. So we're not going to mamash paskin today, but just to get we'll show how it's going to play into some major shailas halacha. Okay. Nafkamina number one begins with a sugya in Ksubos on daf vav amud aleph. I always tell the alumni that the definition of a famous gemara is anything that comes up in the first 10 blad of yeshivish and mesachta is a famous gemara. So it comes up in Daf Vav in Ksubos, so it's a famous Gemara. Gemara there is discussing the case of Misachraya Dinazaisa. The case is where you have a beer barrel, and you want to plug up this beer barrel with a cloth. Says the Gemara, this is prohibited. Hi Misachraya Dinazaisa, Asr Lahaduka Biyoma Tova. You can't plug up this beer barrel on Yom Tov for Shabbos with a cloth. What's the prohibition? What's the problem? So the Gemara says it's Psik Resha, you're definitely going to do something Asr, but doesn't tell us what's Asr about it. Which malacha are you violating? So Rashi there tells us it's the Isr of Shechita, that when you plug up this beer barrel with the cloth, apparently there's going to be moisture in the cloth, and it's inevitable that when you force it into the hole, the cloth is going to get squeezed out, the juice is going to get absorbed in and squeezed out, you're going to violate the Isr of Shechita. That's the Shechita of Rashi and many Rishonim, and we're going to go with the Shechita of many Rishonim that we're talking about the Shechita of Dash, not the shechita of malabin. We're not cleaning this cloth by wringing it out. We're discussing some substance, some liquid like beer that's not a cleansing agent. So we're discussing the shechita of dash. We're not discussing the shechita of malabin. Now, with that in mind, the following issue comes up in the Rishonim. Working with this set of givens, that the issue in this Gemara is the malacha of shechita of dash, where exactly is the hole to the beer barrel located? Is the hole on top of the barrel? Is the hole on the side of the barrel? That's the issue that comes up in the Rishonim. And this is a machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam as brought in the Rashba versus the Ri. Where is the hole to this barrel located? Starting with the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam brought in the Rashba, he says that the hole has to specifically be on top of the barrel. The cases where the hole is on top of the barrel, because in that situation, when you put the cloth into the hole to plug it up, any liquid that's squeezed out of the cloth is going to get squeezed into the barrel. It's going to get collected in the barrel itself. In that situation, there could be an issur of schita. But if the hole is on the side of the barrel, such that when you plug up the hole, the juice, the beer, is squeezed onto the floor, in that situation, there's no issur of schita. It's holach le'ibud. It's being discarded. If it's being discarded, there's no issue of schita. So that is shita number one. The shita of Rabbeinu Tam is brought in the Rashba, that the hole has to specifically be on top of the barrel, not on the side of the barrel. Because the only way you violate schita is if the beer is being collected. But if the beer is being discarded, there's no violation of schita. So that is shita number one. Yeah.
Yesterday we saw Gemara where Rava said that you're not allowed to do
Good. So that Gemara is going to correspond to today's discussion, 100%. And you brought up an issue yesterday, which we're going to discuss very soon.
So is there a conversation there also where the hole is a covering?
So that's a good question. Pashas, that's the gas to parallel our Gemara today, whatever we say today. But good. Fine. Shita number two, the Shita of the Ri. The Ri says there's no such qualification. If you go through our Tosas carefully, so it's clear from the Ri in Tosas and Ksubas on Vavim and Aleph that the hole can be anywhere. The hole could be on top of the barrel. It could be on the side of the barrel. Who cares whether the hole is being collected, whether the beer is being collected or discarded? L'maister, you're doing schita. You're wringing out this cloth. And so that should be a problem. Now, it is true. If the hole is on the side of the barrel, then what's going to happen is what we call a psik resha de lo nichale. Now, listen, I'm just doing activity A of plugging up the hole. I'm just doing an innocent act of plugging up the hole. An undesired secondary effect will take place, that the beer is going to be nischat. It's going to be extracted, and holach li'ibud, it's going to fall to the ground. An act of schita will take place. So it's lo nichlei. But says the Ri, lo nichlei's aser is going to be aser. Psik resh lo nichlei is aser derabanan. So even though it's going to be discarded and it's an undesired malacha, nonetheless, psik resh lo nichlei is aser derabanan, and therefore the case can even be where the hole is on the side. Like Gemara said, don't do this. Even when the hole is on the side, don't do this because it'll be a psik resh de lo nichlei. So these are the facts on the ground here in this first Nafka Minah we're trying to develop. We have Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam versus the Ri. Where is the hole in this case? The Gemara said that it's aser to plug up the barrel because it's a violation of Schita. Is the case Tafka where the hole is on top of the barrel and the beer is being collected like Rabbeinu Tam? Is the case where the hole is on the side of the barrel and it's being discarded like the Ri? And the question is, what's the Hesber in this Machlokas? So can somebody now step in and give us an analysis of this machlokas between the Rabbeinu Tam versus the Ri? I'm obviously setting you up. We're supposed to connect this into our first machlokas, the Tosas versus the Ri. Let's see if someone can follow up the logic to this connection here. There's a certain chap here, so it's a little hard here, but let's see if you guys can get it. Yeah?
According to Tosos, earlier we said that Shchitah is dafka when you want the mashka, as opposed to the Ri.
So maybe it's one of the times. Tosas and Shabbos.
Right. So Tosas and Shabbos said that it's only if you want the mashka.
And if you don't,
then it isn't even called the ma'isa of shchita.
So what would you say in this case?
So over here, so if it's done in a way that the beer will be collected, so then that's called that you wanted the mashka. If you're doing it in a way that it's just going to drop on the floor,
good.
So that means you don't want the mashka. So what you're doing is not even called the ma'isa of shchita.
Okay, fine. You're correct. I'll repeat this, but you got it good. Now, and the Ri? This is where you need a chab. It's actually what Hanani said yesterday, just to give you a hint. But you need a chab here. What would the Ri say in this case?
There's no way to not call this a liquid.
Exactly. So let's just speak out what Ellie just said now. Fine. So let's go through the two shitas in the in why Kvasha Mishlakas Lagufan is Mutter, our qualification number one. What's the reason for Heter one? And we're going to see how it plays out differently in this Shaila. Starting with the sheet of Tosas and Shabbos. Tosas and Shabbos had said that why is it mutter to squeeze the cucumbers if you don't want the juice? Because there's a limitation to the definition of dash. Dash, schita, is only a problem when you're squeezing to obtain. It's not a problem when you're squeezing to discard. That was the shita of the Tosis and Shabbos. If you maintain that definition, if that's the pshat in this qualification, well then, if you're going to tell me that with a beer barrel there's an issue of schita, the case has to be where the beer is being collected and obtained, it can't be that the beer is being discarded. If the hole's on the side of the barrel and the beer is being discarded to the ground, well then I'm not satisfying the definition of schita. Schita is where you're obtaining, it's not where you're discarding. So Rabbi Natan there in the Rashba is going to be holding like Tosis and Shabbos, that the Isser, the heter of Lagufan, is teaching us a limitation to the definition of schita. You always have to obtain. You can't be discarding. So if there's an isser of schita, it's got to be the hole is on top of the barrel such that the beer is being collected. It can't be that it's on the side of the barrel such that the beer is being discarded. Yeah.
Is this versus what Rashi and others say that there's an isser of schita no matter what?
Do you mind clarifying?
Yeah. Tosos and Shuvas says that Rabbi Natan would say the reason why there's no schita is because it's holy for the evil.
Okay, so we have to be careful because
there's no acquiring over here. It's for discarding.
Good.
Versus Rashi, who just says that it's also mishum schita.
Okay, so
it would imply that it doesn't matter whether or not it's going to be discarded or not, which means that the holes could be anywhere.
Okay, so you have to be very careful. There are a lot of possibilities in this Gemara. If you're asking what this Rashi is, we can discuss afterwards. We're giving two mainstream approaches. But we're pointing out that Rabbi Natan in the Rashba spells out that it's mutter because it's not called dash. Why is it not called dash? Because it's not obtaining, it's discarding. You're asking good, but it's getting too detailed. Yeah.
It's just, the Rebbe is like himself, and perhaps Tosis is Rebbe Natan, no?
So
would you say Tosis on...
Let me just finish, before you take the question, get to the Rebbe, and then we'll take the question. So moving over to the sheet of the Rebbe. The Rebbe's sheet was that what's the heter to squeeze out the kvashim if you don't want the juice? The heter is because it's not called a liquid. Dash has to be where you're moving a liquid from a solid, and so we need to call the juice a liquid in order to say that it's a separate substance from the fruit itself. If when you want the juice, it's called a liquid. When you don't want the juice, it's like you're mushing up the fruit and you're cutting it in half. That was the shita of the Rebbe. So as Eli pointed out, that's all fine and well when it comes to fruits. If you squeeze out a juice from a fruit, we can say that if you don't want the juice, then it's like you're just mushing up the fruit itself. It's the same substance as the fruit, and it's not going to be subject to shita. That's all fine and well by fruits. But if we now change over to other types of substances, like a cloth has a liquid in it, and I squeeze out this cloth, and I don't want the liquid. Lamaisa, even if you don't want the liquid, what are you going to tell me, that it's part of the cloth? You're cutting the cloth in half? It's clearly a separate substance from the cloth. By a fruit, you could start saying that it's part of the fruit itself. But by a cloth, you can't tell me that the liquid is the same substance as the cloth, whether you want it or not. Even if it's being discarded, it's clearly a separate substance, so it's always an act of schita. So the Rebbe's lishitaso, since the Rebbe was working with this whole hesber behind this qualification, he said, who cares if the hole is on the side of the barrel? Even if it's holichli ibud, lamaisa, you're separating the liquid from the cloth, even though you don't want the liquid, but in this case, it's still called a separate substance, a liquid being separated from a cloth, that is an issue of schita. Now it's true, it's a psikresha de lo nichola, you don't want this to take place, you're not benefiting if the beer is being discarded, but nonetheless, psikresha de lo nichola is asher de rabbanan, so the case can even be where the hole is on the side of the barrel. So this is all nafka mina number one in this machlokes, where the hole of the barrel has to be. Can it even be on the side where the beer is being discarded? Depends on these two approaches in our sugya. Yeah.
When you say the Rebbe like that, I would say that perhaps he is very different than the Ron.
Well, the Ron is not the exact, it was a similar alumnus, but the Ron was coming from a different place. The Ron was discussing pomegranates. The Ron felt, even if you want the juice by pomegranates, it's not called the mashke. Here, we're coming from another angle.
We say that the juice, the Rebbe is a little more wider. Definition of what is liquid is liquid.
Well, it's just different. It's not more or less. It's just different. The Rana was saying to be called a liquid, it has to be zesim v'anavim.
Right.
Pomegranate's not, even if you want the pomegranate juice. Now, the Rebbe is saying another qualification to call the liquid is you have to want the juice. Even if it's zesim v'anavim or kvashim mishlakos, you have to want the juice. If you don't want the juice, then it's not called the liquid.
But it's like the Rana would say if you want watermelon juice, it's not juice. Or the Rebbe would say it is juice.
The Rebbe might agree. He might agree to the Rana. There could be different qualifications. The Rebbe is pointing out one qualification, that even if it's a grape or an olive, to be called the liquid, you have to want it. If you don't want it, it's not called the liquid.
It seems like the Ron would say it's only liquid if it's one of the seven things.
We're talking about one of the seven things. Kvashim and shlakos, one of the seven things. Okay,
is beer one of them?
Okay, so This gets into the Hanani's point, though, the Eli's point. The beer is still separate from the cloth, so it's still a separate substance. It's still a separate substance, even if it's not called a liquid, whatever you want to call it. The beer is definitely not the cloth.
Okay, fine.
Fine. Now, when you learn things on Halach L'maaseh, you have to be able to take a case that seems very abstract and show how it plays into a practical case. So let's take this first nafka mina and now show how it plays into a practical shaila that can come up on regular Shabbos. Let's take the following case. Let's say you have some dark soda that spills on your table on Shabbos, and you want to clean it up by taking a rag that is too small to handle the entire spill. So you know that if you start rubbing this rag on the table to soak up the spill, it's inevitably going to cause a schita to take place. There's going to be coke being spilled out of, being squeezed out of this rag. So can anyone appreciate how this is the exact same shaila we just described? The same thing here. You want to just spell it out here? I'm trying to wipe up a coke spill on my table, and I have a small rag, not big enough for the spill. Yeah. Right. Right. According to the Ri. Exactly. Right. So just to plug this in this case, so when I wipe up my coke spill with a small rag and a big spill. So let's just clarify, there's no malabin in this case. I was very careful to make it a dark soda, so we're not cleansing any rags in this case. If it would be water, it would be a different story. So we're making a dark soda, so we're not cleansing any rags. Schita of malabin doesn't apply. What about schita of dash? I'm squeezing out liquids from my rag as I push and I scrub on the table. So let's plug in the two shitas. In this case, the Coca-Cola is being discarded. Any schita that takes place is not being collected. It's going to be discarded. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba and Tosas and Shabbos, this would be permissible. Whereas according to the Ri, the only heter when it's being discarded is by fruits. By fruits, we can say that if you don't want the juice, it's part of the fruit itself. But once you enter other substances like a cloth, where you have juice absorbed in a cloth, soda absorbed in a cloth, you're automatically separating one substance from another substance, which would be a problem. That's an act of schita. Now again, this is being discarded, so this is what we call psikresha de lo nichale, but a psikresha de lo nichale is prohibited. So this would be a practical nafkamina, a practical application of this first nafkamina. Yeah?
Just the re in that case, why are we not kosher on the fact that he doesn't want the mashka, so therefore it's fine, though? Meaning, even though
in which case,
substance from substance, you're still not doing it in the same mashka. Why is there a shame
mashka? In the soda case? Which case?
Yeah,
in the soda case. I'm scrubbing.
Yeah.
When the coke gets extracted from the cloth, I'm extracting a soda, a liquid from a cloth.
Right, but if I don't want that liquid, then why would it be called a mashka according to the Ri?
Even if it's not a mashka, it's still two separate substances.
So the Ri is...
By a fruit, if it's not a mashka, it's part of the fruit itself. By the juice of the fruit...
But that's lefir kavana.
Yeah, it's lefir kavana. By the fruit, when I don't want the juice, we call it part of the fruit itself. By a cloth, even if I don't want that liquid, and it's not called the mashke, but it's not the cloth, you can't tell me that this liquid is the same thing as the cloth. I'm not cutting a cloth in half. I'm removing one substance from another substance.
So why can I compare the cloth to the shlokos or anything?
Because shlokos, when it's fruit... Then we say that the juice is just part of the fruit.
Something that's kovish, there's an external liquid that's not being absorbed by this vegetable. So why can I say that this napkin is now something that's kovish? It's an external juice.
We're trying to argue that it's hard to say juice is part of a cloth. By a fruit, you could say it's part of it. By a cloth, they can't. Okay, fine. You're not going to like our next nafkamina then. Fine, nafkamina number two. So there's another big time shaila that comes up. This is for married couples, but Mr. Shem, you'll know the halacha now. it should be relevant very soon for he who wants it to be relevant. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Fine. But again, wait for the Pesach Halacha till tomorrow. But just to say the analysis of the shaila. So the shaila comes up on a pretty regular basis. Let's say you have a lady who's nursing. You have a mother of an infant, and she's a nursing mother. And let's say she has an excess of milk on Shabbos, which is causing her discomfort. The question becomes, so can it be mutter for her to express, to pump out the milk in order to relieve her discomfort? So this is a shaila that comes up all the time. What's the halacha in this situation. So let's break down the shaila. Option number one. So can this lady just pump the milk into a bottle and she'll save the milk for some other time for the baby? So what would the halacha be in that situation? Mutar asr. Asr derban, asr deraisa. Deraisa, which malacha? Mafarik, right. This is milking a cow. Not the... Not the chas v'shalom make any comparisons, even the slightest, between cows and... But in terms of the... In terms of... Maybe we should, you know... but anyways, but in terms of raw halachic analysis, so just as we saw that in other situations where you take out milk, cholov is chayim mishum mafarek, so this would be a direct application of cholov is chayim mishum mafarek. It would be aser mida oraisa. If the lady would milk, would express the milk into a bottle to save, it would be aser mida oraisa. Okay, option number two. What if she puts soap into the bottle and she pumps into the bottle with soap? What's the halach in that situation? Would that be a viable solution? You'll be the posek. Unless anyone else... What did you say? Which tosis? Which tosis? Okay, but according to the Ri?
According to the Ri, it's still liquid, so...
Exactly, right. So this would be another example of that shaila here. Working with shita number one, the shita of Tosfos in Shabbos, and the Rashba, the Ben Tam and the Rashba... Anytime you're doing a schita to discard, it is permissible. Any schita that's being discarded is permissible. In this situation, there's a schita taking place that's being discarded. It would be permissible. So according to that schita, this would be mutter. Moving over to the schita of the Ri. So what was the Ri's reason why by fruits, if you don't want the liquid, why is it mutter? Because if you don't want the liquid, it's part of the fruit itself. The juice is viewed as part of the mushed up cucumber, and you're just cutting a cucumber in half, it is permissible. That's all fine and well by fruits. But once we have other substances like a balchai or like a cloth, even if you don't want the milk, even if you don't want the liquid being squeezed out, it's definitely a different substance than the lady. It's not part of the lady yourself. And so clearly you're separating one substance from another. It is going to be a problem. Now, once again, we get into issues like psikresh don nichlei, or in this case, malacha shen tzricha legufa. So it's very easy to knock this down to a derabanan. But nonetheless, it should be aser midderabanan. So this is nafkamina number two. A very practical shaila comes up. Would this be a permissible maneuver? Now, I heard a story. I don't cop the story at all, but I'll just share with you anyways. many, many years ago, so I had a friend who was in Reparnas Yashir. He was listening to a shir from Sobolovsky, and Sobolovsky was discussing this contemporary issue. What does a lady do in this situation? And we're going to see halach lamaisa, the soap maneuver is technically permissible. And while he was listening to the shir, Rostolovsky mentions something, and everyone started laughing, so my friend couldn't hear what he said about the shaila. So he called up Rav Sobolovsky, and he mentioned this shir that he was listening to, and Rav Sobolovsky started laughing. So after he finished laughing, he told the guy that although this is permissible lahalacha, I don't recommend it because I'm worried that the infant is going to, chas v'shalom, you'll switch the milk with soap, with regular milk, and you'll chas v'shalom give the infant the milk with soap. I don't know why it's funny. I'm not sure why it's funny, but it's an interesting story. Okay, anyways, fine. Okay, so with that, we've concluded qualification number one. Okay.
Can you put other things besides soap in it?
Like any way that you discard it. Any way you discard it. But we'll get to the halachah tomorrow, Amir Tzashem. Today we're just doing a theoretical analysis. Yeah, Tananya. Yeah, please. Yeah. According to the Ri, in terms of the straight halachic analysis, this should be usher. This case with the lady should be usher because it's removing one substance from another, which is schita. Now, we can downgrade it to a derabanan by saying it's a malacha shen tzricha legufo. You don't want the schita to be taking place, so we can make it a derabanan, but it should be usher derabanan.
She kind of do.
What?
She kind
of
does.
She doesn't want... Okay, so in a chanami. So that's a good question. That has to be analyzed, whether this is really in tzricha legufo or not. But pashas it would be, but yeah. Good question. Fine. Yeah.
So, the Fida of Darsh of the Ri, he says it's specifically fruit, separating, or is it something that grows within something that would be considered a problem?
So we're saying that by fruit, if you don't want the juice, it's part of the fruit. By a cloth and by a lady, even if you don't want the juice, it's not part of the lady, it's not part of the cloth. If you find some other substance.
What I want to say is, by when we said by milking a cow, we said that was dosh, no?
Right.
We said that was dosh because it's megadel.
Because it's dosh because the milk is considered connected to the udder, whatever it's in the udder, and you're extracting the milk from the udder. That's why it's dosh.
Right. So why is it? Is it possible to say that just like we were saying that we do a carpa, we could say that the milk is megadel in a woman or inside.
Okay.
And therefore, there should be the same inyan as removing juice from a fruit. Juice in a fruit is megadel betocha fruit, and therefore they could break a parallel between that and milk.
Well, we're trying to say that by the...
Why is it different?
Okay. I'll say it one last time, but then we'll have to continue on. The argument is, as the Rebbe himself says in Ksubas, that by a fruit, it's much easier to view the juice as part of the fruit. By a cloth, and by a lady, it's harder to view it as mamish part of the lady herself. So that's the chiluk we're making. We can discuss it afterwards. Okay. Qualification number two. Our second qualification to Melechus Dash, to the Isra of Schito, begins with the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem Daladom and Beitz. The Gemara there brings Shmuel, who tells us the following din. Shmuel says that a person can take a cluster of grapes and squeeze it into a kedera. You can squeeze grapes into a pot. Why is this permissible? Shouldn't this be Asr Deraisa? Everyone agrees that grapes is Asr Deraisa to squeeze. How is this permissible? So the Gemara goes on to explain, and we show him just fill in the gaps a little bit. This is based on the principle of mashke haba la'ochel ka'ochel dami, that we're not talking about squeezing grapes into an empty pot. We're talking about squeezing grapes into a pot with food on it. The real heter is when you squeeze fruit onto food, this is permissible because mashke haba la'ochel ka'ochel dami, juice, liquid that's going into food is treated as food. In other words, once again, going back to this ongoing heter of liquid versus not liquid, We know that the Isra of Schita, once again, only applies if the juice is called a liquid. If the juice coming from the grapes is called a liquid, I'm removing a liquid from a solid, that is a problem of Schita. But if the juice coming out of the grapes is not called a liquid, if it's called an ochel, if it's called a solid, then it's like I'm cutting the grape in half, it is permissible. Says Shmuel, when you squeeze the grapes into a food, the juice is called a solid, it's not called a liquid. Mashke habala ochel, liquid going into food, is ka'ochel dami. You treat it like a food, it's like you're cutting the grape in half, it is permissible. So this is now heter number two, the heter of mashke haba la'ochel. Now, according to most Rishonim, this is an undisputed heter, that this is, everyone agrees that this is permissible, but there's a Rabbein Chananel who holds that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. I put on the one on the Komos, Tosas and Kuf Mem Heyam and Aleph. The bottom Tosas there brings Rabbein Chananel, who argues on Shmuel and says that this is not permissible. You can't take kvashim or shlakos, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or grapes and squeeze it into a pot. Even if there's food in the pot, this is an iser of schita. So we now have a machlokas amarayim, as if there is indeed this new qualification. Is there a heter of mashke habala ochel? Shmuel, which according to Rabbi Shonim is the only shita out there, is holding that this is permissible. Since the juice is heading into a food, we treat it like a food, and so it's like you're cutting the grape in half. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rach, according to Rabbi Chananel, is saying that this is prohibited, this is an Isser of Schita. And the question is, what is the Hezber in this Machlokas? What's the conceptual basis for the Shita of Shmuel? What's the conceptual basis for the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, so now we need a Chakira, we need an analysis of this Shaila here. We'll see if you can get it before I set it up, otherwise I'll do the setup. Yeah.
Can I offer a suggestion?
Please.
What is it now, or what are you, what's the Tevelos?
Okay, so
Shmuel says that you're doing it for ochel, so I'm not looking at it right now as liquid, but what I'm using it for in the future. Whereas the Rach would say, but yeah, the mice right now it's liquid.
Okay, good. So you're absolutely correct. You're 100% correct. But now we're going to classify what you're doing. So this is where real lamdas comes in. That what a lamdan does is you take the intuition, you take the intuitive split, and you try to classify it. So this is the Rachlim discussion, which we don't have time for right now. But the real ability to learn a pasugi is to start out with the intuition, and then to make it a lamdash or hakira, yeah, to classify it, yeah.
Is this comparable to Eroi, that some of the Indians hold, like Eroi Perush,
It's an interesting equation. Pashtus, that's a separate discussion than over here. But that's more of a Bishul Shaila of, you know, how to discuss Hilchos Bishul. But yeah.
Could it be that Rav Shmuel would hold that the liquid, when you're squeezing it into the pot, it becomes an ochel as you're squeezing it, and Rav Yochanan would hold that when you're squeezing it, it's still liquid, and then...
So everyone, these are all the correct chiluk. Meli and Miles are saying the right thing, but now we just need to learn how to magdir it, how to make it into a hakira, classify it. So it goes like this. When you squeeze out these fruits on Shabbos, so we need to make a determination whether the juice is a liquid or a solid. If it's a liquid, you're going to violate the Isra of Schita. If it's a solid, then you're not going to violate the Isra of Schita. You're just cutting a fruit in half. So we need to be choker in how are we koveya whether a substance is a liquid or a solid. That's the issue, right? Shmuel is holding it's called a solid because it's heading into food. Rabbi Yochanan is holding it's called a liquid because we don't care if it's heading into food. So the shaila is we need a chakira. How do we define whether a substance is a liquid or a solid? So the chakira goes like this. Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that we make this determination based on the form. We look at the form of the object. If it has the form of a solid, it's a solid. If it has the form of a liquid, it's a liquid. When I squeeze out these grapes, it has the form of a liquid, right? You're squeezing out juice, so it's called a liquid. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that I don't care if it's going into a food. Lamaisa, I'm squeezing out juice. It has the form of a liquid, it's a liquid. And so that is removing a liquid from a solid. That is prohibited. That's the shita of Rav Yochanan. Shmuel shita. So now, what is Shmuel shita? Shmuel is going to say that really, when I squeeze out the juice from this grapes and it's heading into a food, although it has the form of a liquid, we're not koveya based on form. We're koveya based on what?
Okay.
I have something before that. Based on function. We look at its function. This juice is functioning as an accessory to food. So if you squeeze grapes into an empty vessel, it's going to be functioning as a drink. If it's functioning as a drink, then we call it a liquid. But if it's being squeezed into food, and it's going to be functioning as an accessory to food, that defines it as a food item. So that's the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel's shita is that we're koveya, whether you're liquid or solid, based on the function. If it's functioning as a solid, or as an accessory to solid, it has the status of a solid, and so therefore it is going to be called a solid. It's not an issue of schita. So this is a classic chakira. Do you make a determination based on form versus function? Form versus function, it's classic chakira. Rabbi Yochanan goes based on form. Shmuel goes based on function. Fine. Okay, here it's the same thing you just said. We just classified it. Okay, fine. Yeah.
I understand that. There are so many times that you need a mashgiach to help out the food, right? If I pour water into chalent in order to be able to make the chalent better, are you going to say that this water that I'm...
Well, careful. Water is not schita, so let's make it a schita, Shaila.
You squeeze water out of a rag into chalent.
I'm squeezing water out of a rag into chalent. So that'll be elsewhere anyways, because schita malabin, but whatever. But okay.
You squeeze beer into your chalent.
Okay, so I'm squeezing beer.
Take the rag out of the beer.
I'm squeezing a rag of beer, of Coca-Cola, into my shalan. So would we apply the heder of mashka about the ochel? So the first question you have to ask yourself is if shalan's a solid or a liquid. So that depends on who the cook is. But you want to make it a really thick shalan. A lot of potatoes. One second. You have a lot of potatoes. I'm squeezing into a shalan. I'm squeezing grapes into my chalent with a lot of potatoes, and we'll avoid all of it. Hilchos Bishul here for a second. So would that be permissible? Yeah. Sounds delicious. Okay. But we have to get to Pesach Halacha, though. Fine. Okay. Now, let's go with the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel's shita is that we have this heter of mashke habal l'socha ochel. When you squeeze a fruit into food, we go based on function. Since we go based on function, it is determined to be a food. It's an object. It's a solid. You're cutting a grape in half. It is permissible. Now, the poskim want to know the following shaila. The following shaila comes up in the poskim. Let's say I want to have some tea on Shabbos, and I want some freshly squeezed lemon juice in my tea. So, how can I get freshly squeezed lemon juice into my tea? So option number one, can I squeeze a lemon straight into my tea? Let's avoid Ilchilchus Bishul for right now, whatever, we'll get around Bishul. So can I squeeze lemon juice, a lemon right into my tea? What's the halacha?
No.
Why is it aser? Right, exactly. It's mefarik. Liquid into liquid. Now, lemons, I mean, this gets into yesterday's discussion, but lemons are going to be an Isser de Rabbanan, right? It's not going to be Isser de Raisa, so it's not going to be like grapes and olives. So lemons will be Isser mid de Rabbanan. The truth is that they're actually a little bit more makel. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Ramach around lemons, so Isser de Rabbanan, and you're going straight into a liquid, that is Isser. So that would not be a viable way of getting lemon juice into your lemons. Sfarim have to have a different sock on this though, so Ayin Ravadia. Shulchan Aruch's makel on lemons. So I think Ravadia is more makel on this stuff. Fine. But the question is now, what about the following maneuver? Let me take some lemon, a lemon, and I'm going to squeeze it into some sugar. Now, squeezing lemon to sugar, is that permissible? Should be permissible, right? Mashka balasocha ochel. The sugar is a solid. I'm squeezing a lemon into a solid. So according to Shmuel, that should be permissible. I'm cutting the lemon in half. That should be mutter. Then I'll take the sugar and I'll put it into my tea. So would that be a viable maneuver to get freshly squeezed lemon juice into my tea? Can I squeeze it into sugar, have the heter of mashka bala socha ochel, and then I'll put the sugar into the tea, and I have lemon juice in my tea. Would that be permissible or not? So this is a machlokes haposkim between the Mishnah Berurah versus the Chazon Ish. Starting with, yeah.
I feel like it depends on the intent.
Yeah, so, okay, good. So, that's what Nathan says. So let's get there. So starting with the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is perfectly permissible. I put this on the Mar Makomos. Mishnah Berurah says that this is a perfectly viable way of getting lemon juice into your tea. You squeeze it into the sugar, and then you put the sugar into the tea. And I saw that the Yalkut Yosef, he brings down this heter, and he brings a mnemonic to remember this heter. If you want to remember this heter, he says Sulam. Samach Lamed Mem. Samach stands for Sukar, sugar. Lamed is limon. And Mem is your mashker, your mayim. You first take your sugar, your sukkar, you combine it with the lamed, with the lemon, and then after you combine the lemon and the sugar, then you put it into the mayim. So if you want to remember the heter, sulam. If you want to get juice, lemon juice into your tea, just remember sulam, and you figure out what that stands for. Yeah.
Why should the sugar be considered because
solid?
Why is it considered a food?
Because
it's something that's added to it. Do you consider salt or pepper a food?
If you have a pile of stuff that's not it's not a liquidy, whatever.
It's considered food?
Yeah. It's called the solid. We're calling it a solid. I don't know. What would Sheenar say?
It's a solid, doesn't it?
What would Sheenar Danishevsky say? Anybody? Is sugar a solid or a liquid?
Not a question of
absorbs in.
not a question of solid or liquid being considered an ochel.
It's a solid. So we're going into a solid. So we're calling
that. Going into a solid, and therefore it's going to be considered an ochel.
Therefore, it's a solid. The juice is called a solid. It's an ochel, and we're calling it part of the food itself. That's the assumption we're making. Fine. Yeah, Chananya.
I think in 501, Ashefi said that it's either an electron or an
neutron. Okay. Fine. Okay. This is getting way too sophisticated. Okay. Fine. Sheet the number two. Well, just to clarify that, I don't know much about science, but I don't think that makes any sense. An atom has in it electrons and neutrons and protons, but I don't think that it can be an electron. I don't know much. Okay, but I haven't taken science in like 15 years, 20 years. I don't know. 20 years? So I don't know. Fine. Okay. Sheet number two. Chazon Ish argues on the Mishnah Berurah. He does not like this whole sulam maneuver. He knocks over the ladder. He says, even if you want to put the lemon into the sugar and then put the sugar into the tea, whom are you fooling? You're planning on putting the lemon in the tea. This is just a subterfuge just to figure out how to get the lemon into the tea. This is prohibited. So we now have machlokas haposkim. Is this a viable maneuver or not? According to Mishnah Berurah, you can pour the lemon into the sugar and then put the sugar into the tea. According to Chazon Ish, this is prohibited because since you're planning on putting the lemon into the tea, this is prohibited. Question is, what's the hesber in this machlokas?
Between the Chazon Ish and
versus the Mishnah Berurah. What are they arguing about? Yaakov, you want to say what you said before now?
Intent.
So that's, what's the other shita?
Well, if you have the intent or if you don't have the intent.
So that's one shita. What's the other shita hold? You're right.
The action you're doing right now.
Yeah, okay. So we'll call it state. State versus intent. That the Mishbur, I mean, let's just set this off. Remember, we're in the Shita of Shmuel. What was the lumnus of Shmuel Shita? That we're koveya a liquid versus a solid based on the function. We look at how it's functioning. If it's functioning as an accessory to food, it's called a solid. If it's functioning as a liquid, it's called a liquid. Right? That was the Hesber, that was the lumnus behind the Shita of Shmuel. So we're now being choker in, we need a sub chakira in how to be koveya the function. How do we determine the function of a juice? Do we say that, how do we tell, how do we assess whether it's functioning as a liquid or a solid? So that's the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah versus the Chazon Ish. Mishnah Berurah is saying, we look at its state, we look at how it's acting. If it's in the state of acting as an accessory to a solid, then it's functioning as a solid. If it's in a state of acting as an accessory to a liquid, it's functioning as a liquid. So since you're squeezing a lemon onto some sugar, and so it's in a state, it's right now currently serving as an accessory to food, to a solid, therefore it is defined as functioning as an accessory to food, it is permissible. So that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, that we make the determination of function based on its state, its current state. What's the shita of the Chazon Ish? Chazon Ish is holding that we're not koveya its function based on its state, but based on your intent. How do you intend, what's your intended function for this juice? If you intend for the juice to be serving as an accessory to food, it's called a food. If you're intending for it to serve as an accessory to liquid, it's called a liquid. So I don't care if you're squeezing this juice into sugar, and right now it's acting in tandem with an ochel. Since your intent, your motivation is to get this into a liquid, that's koveya this as a liquid, it is going to be prohibited. So this is a sub-chakira now in the Shita of Shmuel. We're saying Shmuel Shita is you go based on function. The question is, how are we koveya its function, based on its state or based on its intent? Yeah, based on your intent. No. So careful again. So when you squeeze the lemon into the sugar, it's going to get absorbed into the sugar, and it's serving. The sugar is called the solid, barring Max's problem. So it's in and for itself that would be permissible. The problem is he's saying that your whole intent is just to put it into sugar to get it into liquid. So your real intent is for this to function as a liquid. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's asher to squeeze grapes into food. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's asher to squeeze lemons into sugar, 100%. What is that? Well, yes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is certainly asher, 100%. We go based on form, and as soon as you squeeze it, it has the form of a liquid, so you're done. According to Shmuel, we're trying to ask according to Shmuel, who says that you can squeeze it into a food, because you go based on function, what would he say about this case? Yeah.
Do you want to say that the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah are arguing in Shmuel, or
they're arguing in Shmuel. They're definitely arguing in Shmuel. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm being a little confusing because the Halacha Maisa is tomorrow. We're going to see Halacha Maisa, everything's brought down in Halacha. Rabbi Hanan is brought down in Halacha. Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan is all brought down in Halacha. So tomorrow, Ritz Hashem, we'll get to the Halacha Maisa. Right? I'm just bringing up a Shaila that's coming and posting him. So let's just quickly summarize, and I'll just point out one interesting last Shaila that comes up. So just to sum up today's shir, we're discussing two qualifications of Isra of Schito. Qualification number one is the heter of legufan. If you don't want the juice, you're just discarding the juice just to enhance the fruit, that is permissible. Two shitas, why is that mutter? The shita of Tosis and Shabbos, it goes into the definition of schito. It has to be to obtain, not to discard. Shita number two is the re, that it's not called a juice, not called a liquid, unless you want the juice. If you don't want the juice, it's not called a liquid, it's called a solid. You're cutting it in half. We had two nafkaminas. Nafkamina one was the case of the beer barrel. If you have a cloth in the side of the beer barrel and the beer is going to be discarded, is that a problem of dash or not? According to Tosos, it's discarded. According to Tosos and Shabbos, it's being discarded, so it'll be mutter. Whereas according to the Ri, the beer is always separate from the cloth. It's not part of the cloth. That would be a problem midir abanan. We point that a practical case would be wiping up the soda spill. Would be a practical example of nafkamina number one. Nafkamina two was the shayla with the lady. Again, is there a solution for her to express the milk le'ibud, to be discarded in order to relieve her discomfort. Academically, there should be talia on this machlokas, because once again, it's being discarded, so according to Tosis, it's mutter, but the milk is definitely separate from the lady, so it would be prohibited. And then qualification two was the heter of mashka habalas ocha ochel. It is mutter to squeeze grapes straight into food, according to Shmuel. We saw Rabbi Yochanan argues, as understood by the Rach. We remind you that based on a chakira. If you do you determine whether you're a solid or a liquid based on its form or based on its function? It has the form of a liquid, but it's functioning as an accessory to an ochel. That's that machlokas. Within Shmuel, we had a sub-chakira now. What would Shmuel say to squeeze it into sugar with the intention of putting it into tea? How do you determine the function based on its current state? Right now it's in the sugar, or based on your intent? Since your intent is to put it into a liquid, that would be a problem. So that was a sub-chakira in the Shita of Shmuel. One last final shiloh that comes up in the post-gim is like this. What would you say about the following case? Let's say you want to squeeze grapes, not into food, into a bowl, but your goal is to use it as a dip. You're squeezing it to serve as a dip. What would you say about this situation? So you're not using it like to drink, but you're using it to dip some food in as a dip. Mutter or aser? What's the halachic analysis of the shiloh? What kind of dip is that? Okay, so I hear that. Good, Shaila. It's a fair question. You never heard of grape dip? I don't know. yeah, Yanko.
I feel like it would be the reverse in this sense, because
so what?
You're making it, the state would be a liquid.
Okay, so you're right. You are right, but... Okay, good. So this is what I want. I want the analysis of the Shaila based on the lumnus that we gave. But I'm being a little tricky here, so... Yair. You're right, though. Which one? So that's what Yaakov was doing. You're not wrong, but I think it's a little better than that. That's what I'm saying. It's a little confusing here. Hanan, you want
to? Whether or not this dip is considered a mashke or not, or ocho?
Well, but that's what you're trying to figure out. Is this a mashke or an ocho? So how do you determine?
That this dip is an ocho.
You're going to say the dip is an ocho.
So the function of squeezing these grapes is it sort of ocho?
Good. So can you hear another side?
I want to go back to Shita's read.
Well, basically, I just want to stay in this analysis first.
Okay.
I want to analyze the shayla. I want to know the halacha myself. Halacha myself, we'll discuss tomorrow. But what based on learning the pasugya, what should the halacha be in this case?
How is that any different than squeezing milk into an empty bottle?
Because milk is being squeezed to drink. Here, you're squeezing it to eat. You're squeezing it to serve as an accessory to food. So, okay, so this is, the Nishma Zaldim says that this is based on our original Chakira, form versus function. That it's, I mean, everyone's right, you're getting into the more sophisticated analysis of Rav Yochan, the Mishnah Berurah Chazanish, which you could do. But the Nishma Zaldim pins it on the original Chakira. He says it depends on form versus function. If you go based on form, so this is the form of a liquid. So that's the Shita of, according to Rav Yochan, and this would be prohibited. Squeezing the grapes into a vessel, even though you're planning on eating it, you're planning on treating this as a food, nonetheless, it is going to be prohibited because it's the form of a liquid. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Shmuel, we go based on function. Says the Nishmas Adam, working with the Shita of Shmuel, that we go based on function, this would be permissible because it's functioning as a food, even though it looks like a liquid. And I know this the word state is a little confusing, but even though it looks like a liquid, you're treating it as an ochel. You're going to be eating it. You're going to be imbibing it. So therefore, it's defined as, it's functioning as an ochel. Since it's functioning as an ochel, it's defined as an ochel, it would be permissible. So I just want to stop here and we can hog out afterwards, if you don't mind. Okay, shkayach.